You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What is going on? Hello.
Woo! Hello.
It may be Wednesday, but for a lot of us, it's really Thursday.
I've been
screwed
up all week.
Because tomorrow's Friday.
I've been screwed up all week. In fact, I said to Weir and Jamie on the way out, hey, have a good fourth. And she looked at me and she goes, are you not coming in tomorrow? And I go, yes. Why do I keep thinking the fourth is Thursday?
Well, you've been super busy with moving. I've been super busy. I literally looked at Mary Beth Monday night and was like,
what day is it?
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday, isn't it? Like, it was
what?
Wednesday already on Monday night. I have been thrown off all week long.
Yep.
Hmm. Okay. By the way, the bail hearing for Sean Diddy Combs has been moved to 4 o'clock our time this afternoon.
Yeah, why don't we talk about the case at four? Because we have so many things to get to today. And the coverage of that trial, a friend of mine posted last night, why are we going wall to wall with this? No one cares. Like, why is this the thing that everyone's talking about? And quite frankly, with respect, you know, men in power do horrible things to women, criminal things all the time. I don't know what it is about this case other than he's a music person.
He's not a person. He's a mogul.
That has been what was.
Yeah.
Was
fair.
That is just dominant. I mean, they're talking about this longer and more than they spoke about the deadly wildfires in California.
He is, and I know I'm going to get some blowback on the text line for saying this. He is one of the biggest names in music.
Oh, no question. Why would you get blowback for that?
Because I did yesterday when I said that.
Oh.
Oh, he's not that big of a deal.
Well, he's not now.
He isn't as a singer or R&B artist. It's his producing and the record label that he started. I mean, he is a huge, huge name in music. And if you don't recognize it, you don't pay enough attention to music.
He's
huge.
He climbed the ranks to be competing with Dr. Dre. And I don't say that lightly because I hold Dre in very high
regard.
But
I mentioned this yesterday, Sam.
And dare I say Clive Davis.
If you look at the Harvey Weinsteins of the world and... you know, the list really does go on and on and on. This has, for some reason, they have research showing people are glued to this. You know, I was glued to the Karen Reed trial. I can't really explain that.
By the way,
that.
There's a movie coming out.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
They've already
I'm
started
I'm sure there
on.
Is.
Yep, it's already
but,
started.
But I, you know...
I think it has a lot to do with the grotesque nature of the allegations and the fact that
tawdry.
What went on was so incredibly public.
Yeah.
I mean, we all knew about the white parties. And if you were a celebrity...
What's a white party?
The freak-offs.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The whole trial
yeah.
was
okay.
about
I did,
these
I did,
white
I didn't,
parties.
I didn't know they were called white parties.
Yeah, okay. So everybody would show up in all white clothing. It would, you know, the party would start at like 7 in the afternoon and go until like, I don't know, 7 p.m. the following day.
It's so weird. The
and
whole thing is just so weird.
People would fight to get an invite to these things. And we all knew that that was going on. And we all knew that there may or may not be some shady stuff going on behind some of those closed doors. And now we were getting a glimpse into that world, which I think is what is driving the obsession.
So I will, and we'll bring this back up at 4 o'clock because that's when we're going to hear more about this. But I would ask, how many people knew that women were being trafficked and that women were being harmed in high places that took part in some of these, whatever, criminal events? And where are those charges? You know,
he was found not guilty of those.
Was he?
Yes.
Because it was a split verdict, correct?
That is correct. The only thing he was found guilty of was participating in the transportation for prostitution.
That's trafficking.
In a normal world, yes. But on the trafficking charges, there were two of them, he was found not guilty. And the big one was the racketeering, not guilty.
So how long in prison?
So he faces up to 10 years for each of the two charges. Prosecutors want him to get those consecutively.
Never run consecutively.
He's 55 years old. It is highly unlikely that they're going to run those 20 years. No way.
He's going to skate.
Can we switch?
I bet he gets 5 years in prison.
It'll be 5 years, but with time served, and he's already been in three, mm-hmm. he'll serve another two and then get out.
No, I take that back. He was arrested, taken into custody June of last year. Yeah. So one.
I agree with you. I think it's 5 years, and he gets
4 years.
A year for time served.
Yep.
Let's switch briefly to Brian Koberger's guilty plea, and here's why. That is another case that rightfully so has grabbed everybody's attention. Documentaries, podcasts, you know, mm-hmm. all of those things. Mm-hmm. Did you read overnight that two of the families are furious that there was a plea deal really without a ton of forewarning or knowledge on the family's end? Two of the families were furious. The other family, Scott, said they understood it and they are at peace with it.
Yeah.
And I don't know in that case how you could drag all of those families and the two surviving young women who were in the house when that happened mm-hmm. through how many years of appeal, Scott? How many years of appeals?
30.
If it was a death penalty case,
it'd be 30 years.
Even if it was just trial, 30 years of appeals, they would have to be dragged back in front of the parole board. Like all of those things that could happen that just keep him in the forefront of the headlines.
So as part of the plea, he has surrendered any appeal for the rest of his life.
Four consecutive life terms, mm-hmm. no appeal. Prosecutors today did tell the court some of the evidence they had against him. And the judge said to him, "Are you pleading guilty today because you are guilty?" And he replied, "Yes." Hmm. Prosecutors,
really?
Yes, prosecutors had his cell phone.
Well, they had him dead to rights.
Around that condo where those four, five young people lived, 23 times he was there in the month before those murders. 23 times his phone was there. They can't say whether he was in the property. They can't, like, was he pretending he was a delivery driver?
Did he know them?
There is zero known connection between him and those children.
So
none.
So why would he stalk them in that way?
They don't
like pray.
No. And that's one of the things the families that are angry.
They want to know what
that
the motive
during
is.
Trial it would come out. Why? Yeah. The one clue that prosecutors gave in the New York Times article this morning, they said they do not believe he went into that property knowing or understanding there were so many people inside.
There were six.
And or they do not necessarily believe he was planning on killing four, which says to me he was stalking one of those girls.
I believe he was stalking three of them. He did follow three of them on social media prior to deleting his Instagram page.
Wouldn't you want to know, Sam, like if you were the family, and thank God they are going to be spared the huge, gruesome photos and like all of those things. I'm glad for them that they don't have to
that. Not all the families agree with you.
But I said to Sam, there are some things that you think you want to know that you don't. You don't. And if this saves them somehow from the the trauma, when at the end of that trial, you're still not going to know why. You're never going to know why.
And one of the families wrote on Facebook or Twitter this morning, as part of this plea deal, we want to know motive.
Yep.
We want to know the history. We want to know basically
everything.
Everything, right. How did you select my daughter as a victim?
But if you were the parents, let's say it started with one child, Sam. Let's say it started, he had a chance encounter at a restaurant or a bar with one of those young women.
He lived in a town 30 miles away.
I know, but follow me here. Let's say it's a chance encounter and there are six people living in the house, four of them are dead. I wouldn't want to know that it was my child that had the chance. I wouldn't want to know. There are some things, Scott, as a parent, you don't want to know.
You wouldn't want to know why somebody killed your kid?
That I wouldn't want to know that he went in looking for victim A, and then B, C, and D were collateral damage. No, I wouldn't want. Why would you want to be saddled with that knowledge? Or maybe you would.
Closure.
I hate that word.
I do too. But you would want to know, why her? Why my kid?
Now, he did reach out.
What was it about my kid that made you want to kill her? Go ahead, Sam.
He did reach out to one of the victims 2 weeks prior to the killing on social media. Sent her a couple of different messages. She did not respond.
Well, of course she didn't.
So the three that he killed, the three girls and one guy, the three girls that he killed were the ones that he followed on social media.
Text her, simmer down. They are not children. Yes, they are.
My God, they were.
Sarah is still my child. Maya is my child. Your four are your children. They are children.
18, 19 years old.
20 at tops. They're children.
Yeah, focus, you're missing the point.
Yeah, focus, Texter. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Let's go to the other Long Island Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
I love that there are two of you. How are you? Go ahead.
Well, I was just listening to you speak about the, you know, how parents of children that they've lost might feel about the different parts of the story. And having been on both sides of that, yeah. I felt compelled to call because you're both right. You know, you think you want to know things. And then once you do know them, you're kind of kicking the can down the road.
Yeah.
It often leads to new questions. Scott, I don't really think you get closure. I think you get a little bit of peace, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because there are so many things that you can't do anything about that you just have to kind of swallow or put away, or else, you know, you can't shower or get up every day.
And Karen, with four families, there's never going to be an outcome that works for everyone, that's of not course. Possible. And really mm-hmm. six families, because there are two survivors that witnessed the horror that hid in the basement. And I just keep thinking those poor girls, if they can, you know, go on with their lives, and we hope that they do and have strong, you know, joyful lives at some point.
Right.
I cannot imagine dragging them through court to recount what they saw. One of those women,
I don't know that they saw anything.
She did
they?
See a man.
Oh, okay.
And he said something to the effect of, "You're okay," and walked past her and walked out of the house. And
why?
So she 100% is going to be called as a witness. And I just don't think you can do that to those girls. You're never going to find out why. He's never going to say, "Oh, this is what I did. This is what." And even if he did, nothing's going to make sense.
Well, and even if he did, then you're going to have six more questions from whatever he said. And that's kind of been our story over the years, because she was with someone she considered a friend that night. It took me 2 days and two detectives to figure out the story, because he turned into a weasel and would not speak to me, you know, when push came to shove. So again, you walk through that over time, and each step, just literally, okay, you answer one question, now you have three more, and then you have to work to answer those three. It's kind of like if you give a mouse a cookie, you know what I mean?
Right,
standing
right.
In the library. It doesn't come to a place where you're like, oh, okay, now that makes sense. That doesn't happen. It just won't happen. And like you said, with six different families and everybody's desires being different or faith being different, that seems literally impossible. You know, and you do also have then survivor guilt. So those poor people that were in the house that did not, you know, that were not victims of crime. I mean, there's no way that this is not going to, you know, affect them in some capacity, whether it is, you know, just for why not me? I mean, that happens in all tragedy when there is a survivor, or what could I have done different? And, you know, again, the spiral can go on for a very long time, if not over. And, you know, it doesn't really end in that regard, unless you work at it.
Well, Karen, we appreciate your honesty and we're sorry for your loss.
Of course, I
hope you know that.
Oh, I do know that, and I appreciate you guys and your friendship and your ability to give me the opportunity to speak about her and my story.
Yeah,
in all ways, all days. So I appreciate it.
God bless.
Oh, thank you.
Is it? It's alyssaswishes.com, correct?
Actually, it's .org.
alyssaswishes.org. Please go there if you've never heard Karen speak about her sweet daughter or the amazing program where she started painting rocks.
Is that who paints the rocks?
And she started painting rocks because she said it gave her peace and calm, the brush strokes on the rocks, but also because she felt a weight when she lost her child. She said, "I carry the weight around every single day." And so it, and I don't want to put words in your mouth here, Karen, but I know you well enough by now to know that when you put these positive messages and you hide these rocks around town, her rocks have ended up almost in every corner of the world. People have found them in tell everyone, Karen, where?
We're in all the states here, obviously. And then like 40 countries. We just got to China. We just got to Japan.
Really?
She passed. Yeah, she was 20 and she wanted to travel. She had a bucket list, as girls do, you know. And
men do too.
Yeah, well, that's true. But at 20, I don't know. Maybe. I only had girls, so I can't really say. Right. But she wanted to travel. And so it was one of the first things that was a tangible place for me to put my grief. So, like, painting is very therapeutic. And I would put the words on the rocks that I needed, like seek peace or, you know what I mean? No day but today.
Or Dana and Parks, which is in our office.
Yeah, we have one.
Yeah, exactly. All the things. We love a theme. We love a theme.
And then Karen, and tell everybody on the back of the rock is the website and the hashtag Alyssa's mm-hmm. Wishes. Hashtag, and so, and yep. it says like when you find this or if you take it out of the country, place it in China, place it. And that's how they know, because then you go to the website, Scott, and you say, oh my gosh, I just found one of these in Italy.
Yeah. Wow. Now, and it's funny that we, on the list today, cause you know, if you know me well enough, you know, there's always a list, is update the website. Cause there's been a lot of found rocks recently and it kind of goes, it ebbs and flows as far as people letting you know, it's social media, it's the world. It's, so you don't always hear, but you know, they're out there doing their work.
Karen, you have also saved lives and I want you to tell that story.
Oh, well, there was a woman in Louisiana. Well, there was two actually, but the first one that really hit me when we first started doing this was a woman that had found a rock that stays strong. And she had been, she did self-harm as a teenager, and to cover her scars, she actually put the Save Strong on her scars. And her mom said that she kept that rock with her and in her pocket to continue to not cut and to you know, to carry on. That was just such a find, and that was the very first time I heard about a rock that was so specifically for someone. And now we've come to know that the right message usually finds the right person. It's kind of like a magical thing.
Keep going.
You've inspired me today. I feel guilty now that I have kept the Dana and Parks rock in our office for so long. I am going to give it away. I'm gonna put it somewhere.
I took one to the Super Bowl, Scott, a couple years ago.
You did.
Alyssa was at the Super Bowl. Anytime we go anywhere. And then, this is awful. Karen brings me all these rocks because Sophie's going to London, right? And she's like, I don't know that we're in all of the cities around there. Have Sophie take the rocks to London. I'm like, absolutely. Right. I pack up that child. Hand to God, Scott. She walks out. I take her to the airport, come back. The rocks are still in the bowl on my kitchen counter. And I had to call Karen and say, I just sent my daughter off to London and forgot Alyssa's rocks.
And it was fine. You've done so many great things for us.
No, she ended up being in London anyway. There ended up being rocks in London anyway, but still.
Exactly.
I was like, really, of all the things,
so
Karen?
I'm going to take the rock home tonight and I'm going to find a place to put it.
Okay, and if you want to take a picture and let me know where it starts its journey, I would appreciate that.
I will.
And now we have the library, too. Because year on her birthday, we try to do something more. And now we're giving away free books. We're sponsoring teachers. And we have like 10,000 books in our garage. We've given away over 40,000 books.
Karen, somebody on the text line wants to know, did you give one to a girl that got hugged by Travis Kelce at the parade?
I believe I did. I believe she had a rock, and I've given a rock to Travis Kelce actually before Travis Kelce was as famous as he is and did not take a picture. We'll go on the list of, you know, regrets forever.
A dear friend of mine just texted me and said, how can we get rocks?
Yeah.
Just reach out to me on social media. Maybe Dana, you want to share the,
go to Alyssa's Wishes.org.
Can you spell Alyssa?
Alyssa. Okay. And then it's apostrophe S wishes. There's .org, and then we're on all the socials as well.
And her story is on there, and photos of Alyssa, and then photos of the rocks. And I went and sat down with Karen and painted rocks one day. Yeah. It is the
Karen,
most...
I want to paint a rock.
Scott, it is the most calming...
You would love it.
You would love it. And she has paint, and then you glaze over it with clear, so the message stays. And then they have rock finding parties. You can hide them where you think kids will be in the park, like all of those things.
Well, and here's the thing. I'll invite you now. This is a big plug here on July 12th, which is a Saturday. We're holding Ladybug Day here at the library, and then at the which all that information's on the web as well. We have a free rock painting table. We have raffles. We let live ladybugs free.
Well, doggone it. I'm going to be in San Francisco, but I would love to be there.
All right. Well, I'm going to get you to paint some rocks. Maybe I'll come to the station.
Oh, I would like that very much.
You know what, Karen? We'll do it at my new place, because there's a spot out back that I think you would like, and I'd love to have you out.
All right, sounds perfect.
Okay,
I appreciate you guys so much, and I appreciate. Yeah, I love to hear you guys all so happy and settled. You know, enjoy that. Enjoy this moment. Really, it's a good day.
Enjoy every moment.
Be well.
Every morning. All right. Be well.
Love you, girl.
All right.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
She's amazing.
She is incredible.
She's one of my favorite humans.
Absolutely incredible. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So you have not seen the fireworks warehouse explosion in Sacramento?
Do tell me more.
Okay, so I'm going to show you a still photo. All right, tell me what you see in that photo.
Well, there's a lot of smoke and it looks like a lot of fire.
Okay, it is a warehouse, would you agree?
Yep, it is a warehouse.
There is a lot of smoke and a lot of fire.
It looks like there's some fire on the back left, some fire over to the right, and it looks about like a third of the size of your standard Walmart. It's not a Walmart, but I want to give everyone an idea of the building size.
If we're being precise, it was a warehouse.
Okay.
I want to get her reaction live on the air. She has not seen this video. Are you ready?
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Nope, I got it. It's coming. Is it a big boom, Sam?
It's.
We trusted the guy who can't work computers to work computers.
Right.
Quiet.
I was
quiet.
Really?
All right, watch.
Would
here
you
we
like
go.
To give
All
me right, your socials? Here we go. All right.
There it is.
Welcome back to our breaking news. Oh, we need to hear this live from KCRA. I want to hear the anchors react.
Wait.
It was a big ass boom.
Wait. You've got to go to the news anchors who was like, welcome back and good morning. It's 86 degrees out as we continue following breaking news.
Sam, give me audio.
Little bit of a fire.
Where's the moment? A building exploded at that fireworks storage facility in Esparto. We were on the air live at 7 last night when this happened. The fire was already well involved with smaller explosions until this huge one obliterated that building.
Off. You can see the fireworks happening in the rural area along County Road
43.
The fireworks went off for more than an hour.
Cal Fire's incident map.
An hour.
So you guys know the finale of every 4th of July display. Like, you can just tell when it's the finale. Boom, 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 where they just shoot off everything up into the sky at once.
It is so American. It's epic.
Yes. If you can picture that, but during the day surrounded by fire times 10,000, that's what the fireworks are doing when the explosion happens. Oh, my God.
So they're in a helicopter.
Was someone maybe smoking inside?
The explosion is so large,
it was a big ass boom.
There's really no other way to describe it.
The flames that come out of this warehouse are so large, they literally take up the entire screen. It's that big of an explosion. It was in Sacramento, if you want to look it up online. Yolo County.
Wow.
You only live once. You only live once.
Was anybody hurt?
They don't think so. If somebody was hurt, then we're jerks.
Okay. You guys remember the one in central Missouri last year, right?
Oh, there's one every year, Sam. Yeah.
Now, it didn't explode like this one did, but it was a massive fire.
Was it a big-ass boom?
I'm sure there was a couple of those. Sounds to me, though, like they didn't have the proper fire safety regulations in this warehouse because there's only supposed to be a number of fireworks per room.
But if one goes, they all go, right?
What really saved the warehouse that was along I-70 was they did have the proper fire safety installed. And so there are doors that when smoke is detected are set to shut. And so only, you know, maybe you have 10,000 pounds of fireworks in a facility. Only 2,000 pounds can go off.
Got it.
All right.
That didn't happen here because all 10 went at the same time. Well,
all of it went at the same time.
And the news is saying 7 people are missing.
Oh, Scott Parks.
I didn't know that. If I had known that, I wouldn't be making fun of it.
I don't think you're making fun of it, but I think we wouldn't have probably been as light.
All right. I wouldn't have made light of it if I had known that 7 people were missing.
Yes, they are still unaccounted for.
Do you think firefighters specifically train for the fireworks fire? You know, they know if there's a hoarded house and there's a heavy fire load in a hoarded house that they've been to for, you know, difficulty breathing call or whatever.
Yep.
So is there specific training? Like if the address comes out, like we're going to be dispatching you to, 1,042 whatever. Right. Does something come up that says this is a fireworks tent? Proceed with caution.
So a fireworks tent just opened up right down the street from my house across from the Price Chopper. Hot Mama's Fireworks.
Oh, okay.
Hot Mama's.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And I can only imagine my neighbor Scott is going to be there probably for the next 4 or 5 hours because they shoot off a lot of fireworks on Friday.
Okay.
And I will be in my front yard with my hose watering everything for fear that somebody is going to light my house or my yard on fire.
Nope. We're going to the lake. It's over the water. It's over there. I don't have
to
be near
them. You don't care about your house?
Of course I care about my house.
Are you not going to water it down?
Sure. We've only been in since Friday. I hadn't thought about it. But yes, we will water it down.
Do you have a hose?
Yes.
Do you have insurance?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Very important.
My goodness. Speaking of house, I want to play a game in the 3 o'clock hour, and it's a new game. And we're going to give everyone 20 minutes to think about it. I popped into Sherwin-Williams today to grab a blue paint. Do you know that, like, when we were in school, there was blue, there was red.
There was light blue.
There was yellow.
Cyan.
There was green, and then there was some combination of those. That was it.
There was black.
Then there's black and white.
And
that's
brown.
It.
And brown.
When was the last time you went into a Sherwin-Williams or a Benjamin Moore? I am here to tell you, there are 96,732 shades of blue and every other color. All of them have a different name. And I was talking to my friend Tabitha about this today. I was talking to Michael Mackey about this. It is overwhelming when you go in I just wanted blue. It's overwhelming. And who has the job to name the paint colors? And I'm just going to give you a little sample because I brought my swatches in.
By the way, there is no definitive countable number of blue shades.
Well, no, because you could add 1 millimeter of white or any other color, and it changes the color profile, right?
Some sources list over 100, and that is per paint provider.
Okay.
So we're looking in the multiple hundreds.
Sam, we had Indigo Botic. We have Bracing Blue.
Sam.
We have Navy, which, by the way, didn't look navy to me, and we have Smoky Blue.
Did you have Blue Bonnet?
And I was talking to my friend Tabitha, who owns a painting company today, and I said, we need to start a company where you just call the paint color really what it is in nature. Okay, stop with the fancy names. And I'm wondering at 3 o'clock if we can have you submit on the text line or otherwise your real life paint colors, wrong answers only, that you would know immediately what that color is. And let me give you one example. Smoker's teeth yellow. Why can't there be a paint company? Yeah. And the whole tagline would be, we call it the way we see it.
I'm going to read you the name of a couple of colors. I want you to tell me what color they are.
Okay.
Ultramarine.
Probably turquoise.
It is not turquoise.
Okay. See, this light is blue. This is what I'm saying.
Light blue with a green hinge.
They have so many colors, the names don't make sense.
Independence.
Well, that's red, white, and blue, baby.
It can't be all three.
Why? There is no color that's independence.
All right, here's an obvious one.
Okay.
Cool black.
Gray.
Okay.
Parchment.
Space cadet. These are colors.
Space cadet.
Yes.
Silver.
Okay.
Parchment is going to be like a yellowy, you know, taupe.
It is white.
Oh, give me a break. And by the way, don't get me started on whites.
White is the worst offender.
You think there's a white and you just go and you say, I want white? Scott, there are 60,000 shades of white.
There is an estimated 8,000 true listed shades of the color white when it comes to paint.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Got Navajo.
Dark brown.
White. Not making it up.
Navajo is white.
Yep. Okay, here's one. Cloudy.
Gray.
Gray.
Okay. All right.
Baby powder.
Havana.
Sam, baby powder must be white, and Havana, green.
Okay. All right.
Here's
corn
one.
Silk.
Corn silk. Light yellow.
White.
Okay.
Maya.
Maya, as in your daughter?
As in my daughter, yes.
Yellow.
Okay.
Is it?
I'll tell you when we're done.
Okay.
United Nations. This is a color.
Of Benetton? It's all the colors.
Okay. Cornflower.
Blue.
Okay.
That's a Crayola crown. I can get behind that.
I think these are all blue.
Sam is actually right.
Are you kidding me?
And I was only reading ones that were white.
At 3 o'clock, we want your submissions for my new company that is a paint store, and we just tell it like it is. The color is not brown.
It's Smoker's teeth yellow. It's Grandpa Shorts Racing Stripe.
From the text line, baby poop yellow.
Yes, baby poop yellow with the seeds in it.
What about baby poop black?
Those are both
when you first bring them home from the hospital.
Very identifiable colors that immediately you would be like, that's the black that I want. Remember that? It's a very dark.
It's a poop tar.
Tarry poop black.
Yeah.
This one needs to be workshopped, but haven't seen the sun in years, thighs.
Wow.
That's a very pasty.
Definitely
white.
Need to rework that one a little bit.
All right, 3 o'clock, we will take your submissions.
On the text line only?
I think we could call in, but you have to keep it clean. It's got to be, you can be funny.
I'm going to go ahead and say text line only.
Yeah, I think text line only. Just for the license.
What about dark blue humor?
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So next hour on the program, we'll get into this story. A Kansas City couple was arrested for apparently laughing too hard at a comedy club? Have you recently been arrested?
This story, I feel on a very cellular level.
I can imagine.
Because there have been two...
I sat with you at Gaffigan.
...or three instances where I have been laughing so hard I cannot breathe. Gaffigan was one of them.
Dana, there were people turning around.
Bill Burr was the other one. And the guy that says, who's at the door? Get the sword. Get the sword. Why is the doorbell ringing? Maniscalco.
Maniscalco.
Sebastian Maniscalco. Those three, I probably was laughing.
Who's at the door? Get the sword.
I just love live comedy. And so when I read this headline, and it's Toriano Porter who wrote the story, I read the headline last night and I thought, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. You can't be disorderly conducted at a comedy show. Can you?
Apparently. Now that the price of eggs has finally cracked, I did not write this.
Oh,
I didn't write this.
Get out.
I didn't write it. This is from ABC News. Now that the price of eggs has finally gone down, Waffle House has good news for the wallets of breakfast fans. They are doing away with their surcharge on eggs after 5 months.
Okay.
The prices went back down 3 months ago.
It went down 7%, $2.54 per dozen last week, according to the Agriculture Department.
Okay.
Waffle House writes on Twitter, "Egg-cellent news." Mm. Can we do away? Do you remember when we were in journalism school? The idea of the pun was very frowned upon.
Use it very sparingly, if at all.
Now it's like puns are everywhere.
It's a thing.
They took the rules and scrambled them.
Get out. Get out.
When it comes to talking about divorce, it's okay to be candid. This is from the USA Today. Today, host Savannah Guthrie, 53, modeled what being vulnerable about divorce sounds like during a recent podcast conversation. Honey, get in line.
Yeah, she talked about it. Yeah, I'm glad, but okay.
Opening up on her horrible and sad split from former husband, Mark Orchard. Okay. They've been divorced. They've been divorced for 16 years. Okay.
Okay. And this is the first time she's addressed it?
Apparently.
Okay.
She says it took me years to recover. Okay.
Maybe they have children together, so you don't, you know, you don't.
They're only married for 4 years.
Okay.
Took her years to recover from a four-year failed marriage?
We do not know the circumstance. Everybody is different.
By the way, and I want you to listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. I know you rarely do.
Okay.
Let this be a warning.
Uh-huh.
41% of first marriages end in divorce. 60% of second marriages end in divorce.
That tracks.
70%. Don't even think about it. 73% of third marriages end in divorce.
Okay.
On Three quarters.
On a more positive note.
So if he were to say, Dana, would you marry me? The answer is no.
On a more positive note, my parents are celebrating 53 years today.
And it was 54 years ago today that they met.
They met 54 years ago. And you know, my dad asked her out three times. Thrice, Scott. She said no twice. The third time he said, don't make a fool out of me. I'm going to try this one more time. She agreed to go out with him. And the rest, as they say, is history. Happy anniversary to mom and dad.
Happy anniversary. 73%.
Quit peeing on my happy news.
73% of third marriages end in divorce.
And what is the number one cause of divorce?
Marriage.
Yep.
Happy anniversary.
News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.